What is Mike McCarthy, Cowboys head coach, thinking through all of this? We'll get to that coming up at 8:55. Right now, 8:42 on the ticket. This morning, we're talking about another big blowout loss for the Cowboys. Eagles 34-6 yesterday at AT&T Stadium. And on our ticket hotline now is the owner and general manager. We say good morning to Jerry Jones.
I'm here. Good morning.
Morning.
Well, how are you after
that? I'm finally here. I'm full of resolve this morning. Yesterday was last night, different matter. I was very depressed after that game yesterday. In fact, on the way home, I instructed my helicopter pilot to fly directly into Reunion Tower. He refused, thank goodness.
Gosh.
So I'm here for another day, and I'm determined that I'm going to do something to deal with this humiliation. And that was humiliation. I make no mistake about it. I mean, it was humiliating for our fans, humiliating for our coaching staff, for our players, and for me as the owner and general manager. And I had even more humiliation because I got the drunken phone call from Stephen A. Smith last night where he did nothing but giggle for five straight minutes. And I, now thinking back, I should have hung up after about the first minute, but I was curious to see where it was going. But yes, that game was the abortion that Gate Agent never had, and thank goodness she didn't.
Jerry.
Because now I have another beloved child and heir, and Gene has someone to resent for all eternity. Thank goodness. But at least I can say, and I can say this as I'm talking to you candidly now, this morning, with you right now, that I can say honestly that I've done everything I can to help this team win.
Well, can you actually say that when you don't even put curtains up in the end zone to help your players?
All right, so you want me to close the curtains, huh? Why don't I just blow up the stadium with the stadium seats full of adoptable pets, huh? Why don't I just do that? Why don't we just bomb every church and elementary school while they're empty, but bomb them? Bomb them back in the Stone Age. Why don't we do that?
No, that's it doesn't have anything to do with this.
Okay, yeah, I'll close the curtain. Yeah, well, why don't we just force two more sex changes on everyone who's already had one? Huh?
Okay.
Is that what you want?
No, why are you so touchy about
these weird leaks?
Why are you so concerned about the sun, huh? Why aren't you concerned about the moon? Moon has feelings, too.
Well, Jerry, I mean, it cost your team a touchdown yesterday.
Look, we know where the sun is going to be almost a year in advance.
Almost.
All right?
Almost, yeah.
Science tells us. And so that alone disproves your point that it's a factor.
Well, and how?
We know almost a year in advance that the sun is going to blind our players, so that's not the issue.
Well, I think
that's
it is the issue.
No, the issue is Mike McCarthy's play calling.
Well,
he needed to switch to his solar blindness play calling sheet, and he didn't do it.
You have that.
That is an unexcusable mistake.
Oh, man.
And it's not just Mike McCarthy that I'm blaming today. I'm even blaming my beloved Zeke.
Well, okay, yeah, he had a big fumble.
When I told Zeke to get the ball in the end zone by any means necessary, I did not think he was going to take me literally. And, you know, I'm sick to death of what I saw out there. I saw, you know what our team has in common with Vienna Boys Choir, don't you?
Hmm.
None of us can hang on to our balls.
Okay.
Too many turnovers.
Yeah.
Too many turnovers.
Way too many.
Now, it was nice. There were a few highlights. Nice to have Micah back out there on the field yesterday.
Yeah.
So he could help us get our asses kicked with a bit more dignity than pass. But I love that he insulted Mike McCarthy after the game.
Well, why do you want that?
I told him to do that.
You did.
I want these players to start making public statements against McCarthy so I can say that I had to fire him because he'd lost the team. See,
unfair.
I'm very Machiavellian.
It's terrible to do to Mike.
Yeah, well, I don't like Mike McCarthy's coaching. But, you know, I will say this in defense of Mike. At least he looks a little bit lovable and cuddly.
Yeah.
You know, that Nick Sirianni.
Yeah.
He kind of looks like the guy that'd pull a loaded weapon on you in a fit of road rage, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Looks like the guy outside a pawn shop that just sold your rims to fund a meth habit. Little sketch.
Little sketch.
But speaking of the way coaches look, Mike Zimmer
Yeah.
I tell you, that confused expression on the sidelines, it cracks me up. I used to get mad at him looking a little lost out there, but now it cracks me up because looks like he can't decide whether to go into the activities room for senior bingo night or stay in the arts and crafts room and finish that 100-piece puzzle.
Yeah, it's pretty accurate.
Before the assisted living nurses help him with his pudding.
Oh, but, gosh.
But we weren't playing at full strength. Now, I'm not trying to make excuses.
Yeah.
But weren't at full strength.
True. Mm-hmm.
We were without Dak, so that immediately meant Cooper Rush's comedy show was going to happen. Without Tyler Guyton, so that immediately meant 6 to 10 less holding and offsides penalties.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. true.
And I want the Cowboy fans to hear me on this. Even though things seem really dark right now at the moment for our beloved Cowboys, they can take heart in the fact that our team is still the most valuable sports franchise in the entire world.
Nobody cares.
I care.
Well, yeah, outside of you and the family, no one else cares about
it. But think about the pride, Giorgio, that the fans are going to have when we raise that banner up about us being the most expensive franchise in the sports world.
You better not put a banner up that says that.
We'll have a big ceremony next home game. We're going to do it. It's going to be real distracting to the bad play on the field. It's going to be great.
I wouldn't do that.
Now, I've got to get off the phone.
Okay.
But before I do, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Do you guys know where I can buy a length of rope that will support my weight for just a little bit?
Oh, no.
Because I'm about to climb up on a stack of mismatched books.
Don't talk like that, Jerry. All right, we'll see you. There goes Jerry.